Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not so convincing. Hey, Bobby, welcome to that show, Bob.
That was the day Bob Lamette and Junior Samples jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Hey, everybody's Miles.
Are you Junior Samples, or? I'm trying to figure this out here.
Howdy! Yeah. Howdy!
BR549.
I think of weird shit when I go out mowing grass sometimes. I just thought, wouldn't it be funny if they rewrote that song with, like, you and Junior Samples and Love and stuff?
Yeah. That's funny.
And him jumping off a bridge with his, like, large girth.
Yeah. Well, Bob, it's time to jump.
Cannonball!
Do you realize when you hit the water, like, without, you know, preparation, it's like hitting concrete, so...
I don't know. I shouldn't mow grass because I think it works shit when I mow.
It's like an exploded Junior Samples all over the top of the water, so.
Oh, no.
It split him from ash cheek to nostril, so. Bob, are you ready for the Tallahatchie enema? What? No.
We found his nuts up on top of the ridge.
You have to jump just right or else you land on a pylon.
Oh, my gosh.
And then it's just Junior Popsicle. You know what I'm saying?
Apologies to the Junior Samples family.
Somebody's printing here.
Yeah.
So we get to listen to the printer go here.
Yeah.
You know, no one realizes what I'm doing, apparently. And when I'm doing it, is I'm just saying. Like last week, you know, there's all these messages popped up on my screen. Now they're doing the printing. Whatever. When you're invisible, you get away with a little bit more. Just saying. So.
Yeah.
So speaking with not getting away with something.
Yeah.
So we're off of the vacation talk. Now I'm back to work. And I had to put together this, for lack of a better word, a series of posters. For a project, and somebody talked me into, hey, you know, why don't you go over to there's like an Office Max place that's not too far from the office, you know.
Sure.
And it's like, oh, they got a deal, it's cheaper than the normal place that we go to, and like $10 cheaper, and I'm like, oh, here's more printing. Maybe it's just... because I said Office Max, it's going through a thing. But anyway, and I'm like, all right, I'll try it. You know, this is only important. What could go wrong?
I will try.
Yeah. So I go down there and I take it in, and I end up having a conversation with this guy who is apparently a cook at a restaurant during the day, and then he's going to make these posters for me in the afternoon or at night. He's a cook. I don't know. He was telling me about this place that he cooked at, and he's like, hey, you ever been to, you know, this place? I'm like, yeah, I didn't like it. He's like, oh, well, I cooked down there. I'm like, oh, really? that was my first conversation. So maybe I tried to cover a little bit for it by saying, well, my wife enjoyed it, but it wasn't my thing. But I don't know that I covered enough because on Friday last week, I went to go get the posters.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I pissed this guy off a little bit. I don't know. So I'm getting these things, and they're, you know, not super huge posters. They're like, you know, what was it, like 16 by 24 or something like that. And they were going to get mounted onto what's called foam core. Do you know what foam core is at all?
Is that like a birth control thing?
Yeah, it's a birth control. That's right, like the sponge. Exactly.
Is that like a butt plug or something?
No, it's like this kind of material that is laminated, and it's got kind of a foamy, stiff material. So it's not cardboard, but it's like a plastic kind of cardboard, I guess you could say.
Okay. Yeah,
and
yeah.
So, but it makes everything rigid and stay so it doesn't flop over or anything. It looks nice and it's, you know, mm-hmm. good. So I get there to pick these things up on Friday afternoon, and this poor lady, the guy wasn't there, the other guy, the cook guy, was not there. And this poor lady, right. I'm like, oh, hey, I see, you know, I could kind of see the corner of my thing, and I'm like, hey, that's my job there, these posters. I'm here to pick them up, and she kind of looks at me like, Gilda Radner from the tape skit. If you know old Saturday Night Live, where Gilda Radner kind of had this blank expression and she never knew who she was, and then she'd pick up a piece of a tape dispenser to say that's who she was. But anyway.
Right.
And I'm like, yeah, it's right over. It's just over there at the back. And she's like, one moment. And so she goes back there and she's looking at it like mournfully. And then she brings it up and she sets it down. She's like, we can redo this. And I pick it up and I'm like, oh my God. It looks like they had like the kindergartners came in for like bring your kindergartner to work day.
Yeah.
And these things weren't even straight. They weren't pasted on there straight. They were all crooked. And it looked like somebody took a pair of those safety scissors and cut the foam core because it was so ragged on the edges. You know, it looked like a real bad puppet mustache or something. I don't know. It was just horrible. And I'm like, I'm looking at this and I'm basically speechless. I'm like, I probably could have had most of my fingers cut off and did a better job, number one.
Right.
You know, right. I could have done a better job with my pocket knife and, you know, my mouth tape shut. So it was it was so horrendous. And I'm like, I think we should redo these. I didn't want to yell at this lady. She was so like, it was as if I, you know, made her like show her poopy pants or something. She was so degraded to show this, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, who pooped their pants? She's so dejected to show me this. And I'm like, I'll just come back Monday. Oh, okay, we'll have it all right on Monday.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I went in there today. Today's Monday. And the cook guy's working again. But there's somebody in front of me, so I'm standing in line. And he sees me, and he goes to the person he's with, hold on a second. He goes over, he gets me these. They look, like, good. They're not, like, fantastic, but they look real, you know, they look passable, we'll put it that way.
Yeah.
And he hands them to me, and I'm like, hey, thanks. And he's looking at me like I'm going to say something about the last ones, you know?
Yeah.
And I didn't. I just said, hey, thanks, you have a good day, I'll see you later. I already paid for him, so.
Yeah.
I took off, but I mean, I wish I should have took a picture of these things. They were so like, I mean, it was like, you know, Christy Brown from My Left Foot made these things. I'm going to make posters. Hello. If you could just put the exacto between my big toe and my second toe, I would cut this paper. You know.
Yeah, right.
I'm like, I was just stunned. I was like speechless. I could not believe it. I'm like, really? I mean, and you're showing me this? You know what I mean? It's like, hey, I'm here to pick up my dog after they got their hair trimmed. And then they're like, your dog's dead and mangled from, like, scissor cuts.
Oh.
It was, I don't know. I you don't have to do that kind of stuff, you know. So if anybody's listening that has to do, you know, some kind of presenting and have things that are presentable,
yeah,
you know what I'm talking about. I mean, you know, if I was a big asshole, I would have just, like, laid into him because it was so ungodly bad. I mean, I'm glad it wasn't last minute, so.
There's, like, a big, like, how not to.
Oh, it was, yeah, it was the Glamour's do's and don'ts, and they were the big don't. That's right.
Oh, my God. Really? They thought they were going to get away with this? Like,
no,
okay,
no, I don't think anybody thought they were going to get away with it, but I don't think that, I think that the girl was, like, just trying not to deal with it, and then I showed up, you know.
It's my first day.
It was, she was pulling a Miles where you ignore the problem, you know.
You are, that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, and then it, hopefully it'll just get taken care of or go away. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, guess who shows up in the middle of her shift, you know.
Yeah, that's how you handle problems. That's exactly how you handle problems. Like, I'm sorry.
I just was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, I could have done this better with my butt cheeks, honestly. Just my butt cheeks.
So it was a big project.
Do you know I have to go present this to the vice president? You know?
Well, except for the cryptiness and the rough edges, but
as you can see here, the good kids down at, you know, St. Francis Assisi Kindergarten helped me with this presentation.
Listen, man, we like what you did.
I thought, you know, because I'm here asking for money and all, it would be nice to bring the children into it because they're the ones that are going to benefit greatly.
Good, we did.
That's, Bob, that's an interesting presentation you got there.
Quite tasty.
Perhaps, could we, can I get you to retake this IQ test? Because I think we've missed something here.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
You know, Southern Illinois University is not really a great college, and I can see why. I can see why. I was like, I would never, ever show anybody that. I can't believe this lady brought it up. I would have just lied and said, oh, no, it's not finished yet. It's not finished.
Right. Oh, we lost it. It's not finished.
Right.
Yet.
No, that's not yours. No, it's not yours.
Someone took a crap on it.
Yeah.
We haven't cleaned it yet. Yeah,
I spilled coffee on it just a few seconds ago. Yeah, that was yours, but I spilled coffee on it. I got to redo it. I'm sorry. I'm very sorry.
The guys in back made love on it, and we have to clean it now or something. I don't know what.
Yeah. I was just like gobsmacked. I was like, oh my God. This is... I don't know what to say. It's... You really need to revisit your hiring programs. What's that?
Are you going back?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know. At this point, I don't know.
This is like a legit place. Like a real.
It's
legit.
Office Max. It was an Office Max.
Office Minimum.
Yeah.
Office
Minimum. That's your place.
We do the minimum. We'll do the minimum.
I normally go to kind of a local place, and I'm going to go back now, but... yeah, I normally go to the local place, but I was talked into going just down the street because the local place is a little further away, you know, and they're only there. They're not anywhere else. It's just in St. Louis, and I'm like, yeah, okay, I'll go down to the Office Max. It's $10 cheaper, you know.
Well, there you get what you pay for, yeah.
No, this was like 100% cheaper, you know what I mean? It was...
Well, we do a great job. Just give us a little bit of time. We'll get it right.
That's right. Yeah.
Just come back Monday.
You know the old saying about the three blind men and an elephant? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They could have did much better with the project than whoever did it for me at the Office Max there. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm just assuming it was that chef guy. I don't know, the cook. And I dissed his restaurant, so...
I guess you're not going back to In-N-Out Burger anytime.
Yeah, so I'm not going to go there either, no.
Yeah.
So what's going on with you?
So, I've been sitting on my vacation story. Not
oh, well. Well, I should have given you the whole time. I apologize.
No, I didn't go to France or, wherever the hell else you went. But
so
I'm
sorry you had to sit on it for so long. I'm surprised you're not sore.
I am sore, but no, I don't. That won't even be funny now, but I'm going to tell it anyway. I don't care. But we went, and my wife and I and my two adult sons and my son's fiance.
Yeah.
We were going to go see my mom and dad in, they live not too far from Marquette, Michigan.
Okay.
Which is way up north.
Right? Way up north. Way up yonder in the pawpaw patch.
And so we're leaving the Quad Cities. We're heading there. And I have a sister with the stolen handicap placard.
Yes. Did you borrow it for your trip so that way when you went to the Cracker Barrel you could park right up front? Or?
I think it actually ran out, so I think they threw it away.
Oh, well, thank the Lord.
And I said, hey, listen.
Wait, I know a guy at Office Max can make him up a new one. It'll be very convincing.
Give us a week. Come back Monday.
That's right. Come back.
That's your catchphrase. Come back Monday. We'll get it right.
We'll get it right then.
Yeah, we'll know we'll have a good time then.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I called up my sister on the way. I said, should we continue on to Chicago and go up towards, go through Milwaukee?
Yeah.
Or would we be better, turning, we're almost by Rockford, should we turn by Rockford and go up by Madison?
Yeah.
She's like, well, stay away from, Milwaukee. It's all tore up. Do not go that way.
Yeah.
I said, okay, I trust you. You're my sister. You would not steer me wrong with direction. Thank you.
I'd say go to Madison just because it's probably more fun.
Yeah, right, yeah. So we get through Rockford, no problem. We hit the state line, construction.
Oh, yeah. Construction.
Next 38 miles.
Nice.
Not next mile, next 3 miles. Next 38 miles.
Oh, geez. You got a phone, it tells you if you map it, it'll tell you the construction spots.
Well, I know, but I was following some chef from some certain restaurant, gave me directions.
Yeah.
And I'm cursing my sister, son of a bitch, I knew it, I knew she would lie, I knew it.
She's a liar.
And,
it's just like when she told me there was a Santa Claus, there's no Santa Claus.
So we stopped for lunch at some point. We got out of this and stopped for lunch. I go, I better call my mom, let her know. I said,
we are stuck in traffic hell.
I go, man, we just got out of the worst thing, and we're going to be late. And, I'm making a meal, and all right, well, your other sister might be here, just to visit.
Uh-huh.
I go, well, we're running late, so I really don't know when we're going to be there, so it's just, we were delayed by almost an hour.
Oh, my God.
It was horrible. Well, I mean, you're going about, 20 miles per hour,
No, I hear you. That's a traffic jam. Wow.
It is bad. I mean, it was I tried to make it clear that I didn't know when we were going to be there, right?
I'm making all this paella.
Yeah, I'm making all this, homemade tacos. I don't know what the hell.
Your grandma's secret recipe.
So I'm thinking, that puts us in the clear because on the way there, we were driving right past Green Bay.
Yeah.
And not for me, but some of the occupants of the car had never really seen the stadium.
Sure.
Where the Green Bay Packers play, and I said, okay, well, I will stop.
Only briefly. We are on a schedule that we're already behind, but that's okay.
I thought I had us in the clear. I thought, I'm pretty sure we were in the clear on this. I'm like, okay, well, when we get there. And,
yeah.
Supper can wait, And so we go there, and it's a pretty big deal to go there and stuff. It's pretty neat.
Yeah.
even if you're not a fan, it's pretty neat, I gotta admit. Anyway, so they're like, I'm like, well, since you're here, you guys should take a tour of the stadium.
Oh, of course, you're there, so.
Right? I mean, it came all that way, you know, yeah. It came several hours, and they're like, well, the cheap.
So I called up, I said, Mother, we are going to be a little more later.
Well, here's the problem here. I didn't call to tell her what we were doing.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. And so they're like, well, the cheap tour doesn't start for a whole hour, and it only lasts for about 45 minutes, but it doesn't really start for an hour.
Like, yeah, I'll take the cheap one. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, well, what about the other one? She's like, well, the medium one starts like right now, but it's like an hour and a half.
Yeah. You're like, I'll save my money, get a burger, and take the cheap tour.
Yeah, no, so I took the medium one. I'm like, you know, it's medium. Three of us went on the tour. And,
oh, for an hour and a half? Really?
Yeah, well, no, they get to see quite a bit. They show you, you know, a lot of different stuff. And
this is Brett Favre's scrotum.
You want to touch it? You can't.
That's only for the more expensive tour.
And, you know, there's about 20 people on this tour, and there's a guy kind of like Latka Garvis or some Gravis or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
From Taxi, he's there. And we're like, we're in this tour, and all of a sudden, like, this guy just, and they made it clear, do not take off by yourself. Just stay with the tour, please, do not.
Right, yeah, you gotta stick together.
And at a certain point, this one dude just, like, takes off.
Yeah.
You know, like, he's just gonna walk out, you know, onto the field or something. Like, sir!
I promised my buddy that I was going to go violate a statue.
Yeah, I'm like, well, okay, Latka, come back, Latka. I mean, I thought they were going to
attack. It was Matthew
guy.
Dahari. Like, it was Matthew Dahari.
Yeah, it could have been, because I thought they was going to get physical, because this guy was, like, not coming back at first. Sir.
Yes.
So now we're all scared, like, okay, all right, we don't want to be racist or nothing, but he was like, okay.
He wasn't Asian, was he Asian? Because, you know, there's a...
He was not, your wife was not there to yell at him. God damn it, get in line, you fuckers!
You're slowing down the tour!
Yeah, after last week's show, I think your wife was the inspiration for I'm Afraid of Americans, I think. So anyway, all right, so... part of the story is, so halfway through the tour, my phone starts ringing.
I made all this paella.
Oh, my God. Oh, that was pretty much it.
Oh, please.
Where are you? What?
This is your mother.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
I'm making food. Where are you?
I'm serving.
We're taking a tour of the
Oh, you admitted it. Oh, my God.
What?
I'm like, what? I'm, like, trying to, like, walk away from the group myself so no one can hear this, because I know she's, like, getting very upset.
Well, I made all this fucking tour and your sister's here, and, your sister's hoping the Rock will show up,
That's right. You're supposed to bring in the Rock.
I love that Rock.
You know, my sister loves the Rock.
Love that Rock.
Yep.
I think she wants a three-way with her, The Rock, and one of the Packers. I can't think of the name.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Siri, because that's the whole big thing right now with The Rock and Siri. So.
No, yeah. So I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, I'm getting, like, a sour stomach. I'm like, I don't feel good. Oh, my God. And she's like, I don't know what to do.
What am I going to do with all this food? Your father can't eat it.
You're like 3 hours away still. And I'm like, no, just looking.
You're 3 hours away.
And well, like, so she's like, well, I'll just see you in 3 hours, I guess. You know, click. You know, like, my son is laughing his ass off because he knows exactly what just happened. You know?
Yeah,
like,
well, he's, yeah.
He goes, you just got yelled at, didn't you? Like, yes.
Yes, I did. Thank you.
Like, I'm following the tour now. I'm almost in tears. Like,
my mommy.
And so, like,
and before she hung up, she says, "You don't even need to eat this anyway. You're too fucking fat."
Yeah, well, no, I didn't get to that point. Thank God.
Oh, okay.
I was like, she's like, this tour, you have to get in elevators quite a bit, you know.
Yeah.
So immediately we have to get in this elevator, and the guy's like, "So, hey, what's going on?" You know, the tour guy. I'm like, "That was my mom." I just got yelled at for being on this tour. Yeah. What? What? They go, yeah, I was supposed to be up there. She's making some big meal or something.
Yeah, nice.
He's like, oh, well, doesn't your mommy like the Packers?
Yeah.
I go, sir, that has nothing to do with it. We were supposed to be there like 2 hours ago.
No, my mom's a Bears fan because she got finger banged by the Bears back in the 20s.
Yeah, her and Ditka were an item back in the day.
Yeah.
No, but I'm like, seriously, I was like, could you write me a note?
You're so...
He goes, no, I'll say you were really good, good behavior and all. You joke around. I'm like, oh, thank you, sir.
Since you didn't wander like, off the
like
tour.
Everyone's like looking at me. Everyone's like going towards like vodka now. Like they'd rather be with like the... the wild card versus me. Like, okay, who's crazier, you know?
Yeah,
this
no
guy
kidding.
Talking about his mom or the, you know, the guy who just took off on him so his own, you know?
And they're all going, like, how fucking old is this mom, for Christ's sake?
I don't know. I'm like, my God, this guy looks like he's 60. Christ, how old is his mom?
Yeah, his mom must have been like 12 when she had him or something. Jeez Louise.
And so the next stop is like some, you know, fantasy lounge. Like, only rich people get to sit in these seats. But you people go sit down. Go sit down.
Hey, I farted in the fantasy lounge.
Hey, I just farted in, you know, Aaron Rodgers' seat. You know, and
there you go.
So I start texting my wife because she was like way down in the lobby. I'm like, smooth this over with my mom quick.
Oh, you're going to get her to do it?
Yeah, I got her to do the dirty work. She's like, oh, I'll do it. Don't worry. You know, I'm like, we're going back and forth. She goes, yo, you told your mom you were going to do all this stuff, right? All this
stuff. I have a feeling that she's done this many, 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 many times.
Yeah, because now my wife's pissed at me. She's like, you didn't tell your mom we were going to stop here and you guys were going to go on this big tour? And I'm like, well...
No, not exactly.
Not exactly.
She wouldn't have let me go, so...
But my wife hates me. No, you are an asshole. Your mom was like, you are an asshole. I'm like, okay, yes, all right, man. So, it gets over, and I find my wife, and I'm like, did you smooth it over? Yes, it's fine. Your mom is fine. I'm like, okay, are you sure? Yeah. I'm like, what's this big meal? She goes, oh, she just made spaghetti.
Oh, that was it?
That fucking spaghetti?
Oh, my gosh.
That was the big meal, spaghetti. I'm like, oh, my God, just put it in the freaking fridge. It'll keep.
Yeah, well.
Right?
No, oh, well, I have no idea. No idea. Maybe she made the pasta and everything. She made the pasta. She made the sauce. It was all handmade. Took her all day.
I'm like, man, I hope Bob's trip is going better than this shit fest. Because, yeah. Man, I'm telling you right. Yeah. So, yeah, that was like a very long ride. Like, the next 3 hours were very quiet. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah, I forgot. I had a story where I was supposed to be at my mom's, but I was in Switzerland. I said, Mom, I'll be a little late.
What?
What? I made you a hamburger.
Well, what am I going to do?
Yeah. I'm going to be about a week, week and a half. Yeah. Yeah, nice. Nice one. Wow, you are a dick. I can't believe it. Your mom's slaying.
Your came down from Havana just to see you, you know, you asshole.
Yeah.
You show up.
Exactly.
I know. I'm an asshole. I know.
God, why? What a jerk. You know, your mom, she's not getting any younger, you know, so.
Well, she was just, she was all okay when we got there. Like, oh, that was funny, you know. Like, I don't know. I think you were pretty angry on the phone. I don't know.
And then you ate some spaghetti that was laced with X-Lax.
Then I wanted to jump off the Tallahassee Bridge, let me tell you right now.
You're like, oh! This is great spaghetti, Mom. Oh, by the way, you're sleeping in the basement where the bathroom doesn't work. So here's a 5-gallon bucket.
I pee in the sink.
Yeah. You're shitting in all night in a bucket. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ew, what stinks? Dad's shitting in a bucket.